54% of salons are projected to close between now and 2030. That's a lot. That's half the industry. We need revenue to go up, not only to survive any crisis, but to have a clear plan. Like, a business is either growing or it's shrinking. There's no standing still. You can't be a stylist or therapist anymore. You're actually a business owner, and you need to lead not only the people, but the business, the strategy, the systems, and the processes. And you must have a profitable business, because otherwise your door won't be open tomorrow. Your business is not the same as the salon down the road. It's different, and you're different, and your team's different, your demographic's different, your location is different, and where you are in the growth stage is unique to you. Most salon owners in 2026 are just throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping something sticks. Like, we scroll on Instagram and we look at the salon down the road and we just cross our fingers and go, well, that looks good. I hope that works. Or it works for her, probably is going to work for me. And I think as an industry, we're working harder than ever. The revenue is not matching, and I think that's where we have a problem. And I want to cover that today, because most of us have a team, but as the business owner, we're still the one that's doing the most. And most likely, you're a salon owner that's got 30 things on the list, but no matter how much you work, the more things that you do, the admin that you do on your day off, that's Monday, but you know, it's your admin day, but it's also your personal day. And we're going around in circles and nothing actually changes. We're in a period of time that we like to call VUCA. Well, we didn't invent it, actually. It's not our invention. But VUCA means that we're in a volatile world. There's lots of uncertainty. There's complexity. It's complex out there. And ambiguity. Like, nobody really knows what's going on. So VUCA, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, ambiguity. Do you know, like, the price of petrol is going up. Can we even get petrol? There's a war going on. Are we going to have a nuclear holocaust? Prices are rising still. I mean, they've been rising since 2020. People are losing their jobs. They certainly are in my hometown. And AI is changing everything. It really is. We're living in VUCA. And 54% of salons are projected to close between now and 2030. That's a lot. That's half the industry. Not because, you know, we're not a talented industry, not because we left school early. It's not that. Like, we're a talented bunch of humans. But because as business owners, we stay stuck too long, and the world is changing under our feet, and we can't do that. So I think there's this sort of easy go-to of, like, just constantly look for the silver bullet. Like, what's the one thing that I can do that's going to change everything? It's going to fix everything. And we're constantly looking. This is why we scroll, right? Because we get endorphins from, you know, quick wins and going, that's the thing. That's the thing I should do. And we just build up a bunch of ideas and strategies, and we throw spaghetti at the wall and we see what sticks. And hopefully something is going to work. Like, we're watching others down the road, our favorite person we're following on social. And at the end of the day, we're kind of guessing, right? And we do the things that we know work, but strangely, they stop working. So instead, as a salon CEO, we actually need to do things differently. We need to know where our business is right now and what is the gap that exists between where we are now and where we need to be. Like, there's a gap. And the problem is, or the mistake that we make, is that we don't recognize where we are now. We're just grappling and grabbing at anything. And instead, we need a really clear plan. The top 10% of salons, do you know, the ones that you're following on social, the ones that are doing it really well, those top 10% of salons, they're not superhuman. They weren't born differently, those CEOs. They've just figured out the roadmap. And they have a plan, and they followed it. And so that's what today is about, because there's a gap growing in the industry between those that are high-performing, they're winning, they're growing, they have large team because they can attract team members, and they know how to fill their columns, and they know how to keep them. And there's a gap growing between the ones that have worked it out and the ones that haven't. The high volume, low cost type of businesses, so whether that's price busters, supercarts, the nail salons that do high volume, low cost, or the brands that sell direct to consumer. Like, those people are looking after the volume of the industry. And if you think about the volume of people in a VUCA world, there are a bunch of people, that's the majority, don't have discretionary income. And so by the time that they top up their phone, buy a new phone, eat, pay for petrol, there's not a lot of discretionary income. Like, if their discretionary income is like $20, I think we as an industry shouldn't be fighting for the discretionary income, because there probably isn't. And so leave the low discretionary income to the low-cost, high-volume people. And I think the way forward is to go high cost, lower volume, a higher end of client, because not everybody is affected by VUCA, or people are affected in different ways, and not everybody is broke. There are lots of people who have lots of money. There is lots of money in the world. You just need to sell to people who have it. Now, let's talk about the people in the middle, because the people in the middle are the ones that are confused. Am I high volume, low cost? Hard to compete there because the big brands are doing really well there. And if we're doing high cost, low volume, like boutique, experiential, then we have to be full in there. If we want to play for that client, we have to play out and do it really well. And so what's happening in the industry is the divide is happening between the bottom and the top. And the people that are stuck in the middle, who don't make a decision to play one way or the other, they're the ones that are closing. They're the ones that are not going to survive to 2030. They'll be one of the 54% who close. So the goal has to become growth. It has to become one of the 1%, become one of the 10%. Now, if you want to be at the top 10% of the industry, which is what I think, this is how this industry is going to survive, to be able to provide premium hair and beauty services, we need to aim to become the 1%. Now, if you aim to become the 1%, then you'll float in the 10%, like, reach for the stars, land on the moon. So let's talk about becoming and being the top 1%. And today I want to focus on, like, if you're already stuck in the middle, like 10K a week, 500K a year, then instead of staying stuck, the goal has to be to raise up and to grow. And we can't do that by scrolling and following and checking in and just grabbing at things. Like, there is more information between ChatGPT, Claude, YouTube, social media. Like, there is endless amounts of information. It's not lack of information, but what is missing is a clear step-by-step plan that is data-driven, no guesswork, proven, been done before. Like, those plans exist, and randomly grabbing information is exactly that. It's random. It's a bit of a scattergun approach, and it's not a pathway or a step-by-step. So I think the days of winging it and being successful in business, if those days ever existed, they're gone. And so what would it mean to you if you could be thriving by the end of this year, like the very end of this year, but not only thriving at the end of this year, really thriving by 2030, like be one of the ones that is not just arriving and surviving in 2030, but thriving. We want to unlock every single year a minimum of 100K growth every year. We need revenue to go up, not only to survive any crisis, but to have a clear plan. Like, a business is either growing or it's shrinking. There's no standing still. And I think particularly in VUCA times, when the ground is moving underneath us, like, we have to have a plan. And I don't think living in crisis or in VUCA times is an excuse for flatlining, because what comes straight after flatline is decline. Now, just to give you some context, in 2008 was the last time there was a major crisis, world global crisis, and my salon grew 20%. So I don't buy, can I say, I don't buy the bullshit, that the external environment is the thing that is stopping you from growing. I say bullshit to that. Like, you got to do better than that. We can do better than that, but we have to have a plan so we can get unstuck for good, get back into momentum. And it's not that the external environment is not overcomable. It's like, learn the environment, readjust the strategy, and let's get on with it. You know, like, that's actually the plan. So there's a real reason that most salon owners get stuck at 10K. There's a couple of places that salons get stuck. And at 10K is the one of the most common place, give or take a couple of thousand, is the most common place to get stuck. And the major reason is that we're trying to do everything at once. Like, I get home after a late night and I do wages late at night. I have 30 things on my list, but I actually never get to it. Like, I feel frustrated because I can't get to the things I need to do. Or I end up working on Mondays, which is supposed to be my day off, but why are you planning to have a day off if you actually don't have business time? Like, if you're fully booked on the floor, who's growing the business? It's a good question to ask yourself. And you're being reactive, not strategic. And so if you're doing everything at once, or the second most common scenario is the spaghetti at the wall and just trying to see what sticks, you know, following somebody else, my friend said I should do this and so I did it, or, you know, my friend owns a business and it's a different kind of business and they said I should do it, so I did it. Or I went to a workshop. Look, I run workshops. I'm an advocate for workshops, but the challenge is when you go to a workshop because it's coming up and somebody's offering it to you, rather than because you're really clear on what the problem is and you know what the problem is that you need to fix, is you get random information at random times. It's not necessarily the thing that you need for your business for right now. And so we need a method to the madness. And so I call that the $1 million growth plan. And there are three parts to the $1 million growth plan. And the first is you've got to know the drivers, the nine things that drive a business forward. Like, what are the nine parts of a salon business that you need to know and make sure all nine of them are working? Because a bit like a wheel, if you have a puncture on one side, the wheels have punctures on one side, but just imagine there's a puncture on one side. And so as you go around, the wheel's going around, there's a little lump in the road. Like, as you've got a stone in the wheel, then you're going to go over the stone and bump every time. So if you've got some of those nine parts that are broken, then the business is going to be lumpy. So the first thing is you've got to know the nine drivers and you've got to know which of the nine are working. The second is that you need to know what growth stage you're in. And there are four growth stages, not including working for yourself, like no team, just maybe you're renting a chair from somebody else, not including that, and not including enterprise, that's multi-sites. I'm not talking about that today, but in the middle, from, you know, 2K a week when it was just you up to the $1 million mark or post $1 million mark, but not multi-site, there are four growth stages. And you need to know what stage you're in so you can assess what are the things I should be doing, what parts of the nine drivers, which driver should I be doing right now to focus on? Because if you do everything at the, imagine building a hotel and the first thing that you do is start building the penthouse. But hang on a minute, you haven't actually put in a kitchen or a reception or a laundry so you can't service the penthouse. And also you haven't got all the floors to get it up to the 10th floor because you haven't built floor 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You get what I mean. So it's the right thing at the right stage. Like, first, you've got to put the foundations in. Second, you've got to build the infrastructure so you can service, and then put floor 1, 2, 3, because then you can't even have a penthouse until you've got, otherwise it's just floor 1. And so if we've got the nine drivers and we know which ones are broken and we know what growth stage we are, then we have permission to work on the things that work and not work on the things that are for us for later. Like, work on the penthouse later, install the laundry. And then the third part to the $1 million growth plan is like, you need a plan. Like, what is your plan right now? And I like to call it the 100K plan, because your business needs to be in growth, always moving forward. Because if you stagnate, the what comes straight after stagnation is, stagnation or flatline is decline. And we don't want you there. So I'm going to talk about the three pillars and the nine drivers real quick, because I want to walk you through this. And I want you to think, when I do the nine drivers, like, where are you? What is it that's working for you? So there are three pillars. One is build a brand. How do I attract clients into my business and serve them really well so they stay? Number two is grow a lean and mean team. How do I attract great talent or train great talent? How do I engage them and develop them over time so they stay for the long haul? And then how do I lead them? It's a pretty important question. And then the third pillar is become a CEO. Like if you're going to run a business, you can't be a stylist or therapist anymore. You're actually a business owner and you need to lead not only the people, but the business, the strategy, the systems and the processes. And you must have a profitable business because otherwise you won't, your door won't be open tomorrow. And so I want to talk through just very quickly, like what are those nine drivers so you can assess where you are and where you are stuck. Okay, are you ready? Now, if you want to play along, grab a pen because you might want to write down like traffic light is quite a good assessment, red, orange or green, where are you in each one of these nine drivers? So you can highlight really what's working, give yourself a pat on the back and systemize that, what's not working, what's constraint, what's holding you back so you can fix it. And orange, we're not going to worry too much about orange because that's like I'm kind of doing it, but it's inconsistent. So you're first going to fix the reds, the things that are holding the business in constraint, like stopping you from growing. Those need attention. Like those are screaming, you know, the house is on fire, screaming at you. So grab a pen, let's do this. And then we're going to briefly talk about stages and phases because that's going to allow you to do the right red at the right time. All right, are you ready? We're going to start at the top. And the first driver is under the build a brand pillar. And so the first one is the demand generator. And if you're in the red, then you're really just relying on luck, referrals or discounts, and you can't intentionally generate new clients. Like they come, but you're not really sure how to do it on purpose that actually gets a result. So if you had a quiet day or you had a new stylist or therapist, you know how to reliably generate clients when you need them. Turn the tap on. So that's green. You have a system that you can reliably generate clients when you need to. And orange is kind of in the middle. Like we get clients and I've got a few strategies up my sleeve, but it's not consistent and it's not necessarily predictable because I'm not really sure why it works or what works, but I just know sometimes it works. Okay, so give yourself a red, orange or green. The second one in Build a Brand is the 100K client code. Now, if you don't have this in place, then you're kind of taking whoever books and struggle with low value clients or misaligned clients because people are coming because you do an offer or you do a discount. And your stylist or therapist or your team members are filled up just because you opened the calendar and you put the latest person, either she's just arrived on the floor or she's just qualified and she's new and she's looking for clients and you're promoting the new girl. Dude, why are you promoting the new girl? She doesn't even know where you keep the towels and how you shampoo yet. And so you're putting the lowest experience, particularly in your brand, out to market and you'll take whoever. But if you're green, you have you can consistently attract, serve and retain high value clients, the right clients, and you take your clients on a journey and the new clients get the best experience, not the worst experience because you're just trying to fill up a new person with new clients. Like that's actually a strategy from 2009. It's not going to fly in 2026 and get you to 2030. And so maybe you've got some good clients, but you still carry too many of the wrong ones. And maybe your top performers are still doing low ticket clients that they've been doing for the last 7 years because that's who you filled your stylist up when she was new. Like you've got to have a better, we call it the 100K client code strategy. So red is, it's just random. I open up new people. Green is I have a real clear strategy that the best clients get the best team members. So we have the best chance to not only keep clients, but my top performers to earn well. And you can give yourself an orange if you're somewhere in the middle. Okay, the last piece of building a brand is leveraged growth. You need a system for leveraged growth because if growth constantly depends on promotions, discounts, and last last minute, like then that effort is coming for you and you're kind of last minute reactive. And instead we want to have brand and marketing systems to be steady, predictable, on all of the time, and maybe orange is somewhere in the middle, like you've got some systems but they're inconsistent, and then I forgot that I did the thing last month and that worked and now I'm thinking about something fresh and new again. Like that's not a leveraged growth system. Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry, I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. All right, we're going to jump now to build a team, grow a team. I call it grow a lean and mean team because we need our team to be lean, not mean as in mean to each other, but you know, it kind of rhymes. So the first one is 100K career pathway. And really the goal, and if you're in the green, is you have a clear, trusted pathway that people actively progress through. Like they know what is next for them and how to get there. And if your team members can't clearly see their future, their pathway, when they get a next pay rise, and they're only looking week to week, then give yourself a red. Maybe if you're orange, a pathway exists, but it's not consistently talked about or followed through. Nobody's really following it. Nobody's really making their target. And the way to know that if you're in the green is that you've got good people constantly growing, high performers staying for a long time. So number two in grow a lean and mean team is the talent development engine. And if you've got a good pathway, like the structure and the infrastructure for people to be paid well, then they need a development plan. Like you need to be able to recognize where they are in the growth journey and what is their personal development plan. Like that's how you retain strong performers. You don't let them hit a ceiling and then flatline. Just like your business, like the minute that someone's flatlining, fully booked and can't grow anymore, they're at high risk. And so you want to be able to consistently attract, develop, and retain strong performers. If you're in red, then hiring is reactive. Like you don't start hiring until somebody's already said they're leaving. And retention feels hard. Like you get 2 years max out of people. They just get profitable and then they leave. Like why are your top performers always leaving? And if that's the case, that's the area to focus on. Red constraint. All right. And then the last one is the best boss blueprint. And really, if you're in the green, that means your leadership is clear, you are consistent, your team trusts you, they look at you as a leader, and they follow you. Not because you tell them what to do, but because they trust the journey that you're taking them on as the business grows. Now, if you're in red, then probably you're feeling frustrated at your team, and you're a dominant part of your time is spent in people issues. And that can feel really reactive and it can make you feel frustrated, particularly if you think the problem is your team. Then you can definitely give yourself a red because I want to tell you it's actually not your team, it's you. So leadership works when things are calm and they don't break under pressure. All right, let's go to the third pillar, which is become a CEO. And there are three parts to that too. And number one is you've got to have a profitable salon. So you're in the red if profit is unclear or it's inconsistent, you don't know how to make it, why you made it, when some is left over, when can I take some for myself, and you're stuck at payday struggling to pay. Like definitely give yourself a red. But if profit is planned, protected, predictable, you know what it is, it exists, you have a plan for it, you have multiple bank accounts and you're paying yourself really well, then you can give yourself a green, like good for you. So the second one in becoming a CEO is the strategic CEO. So you can give yourself a green tick if you are led strategically with the clear priorities and there's a rhythm to the company. Like there's a cadence of what you do when and what your role is and you are consistent with that. But if you are stuck in the day-to-day and you feel like you're firefighting and you're just like, oh my God, it's constantly challenging, then you're definitely in the red. You don't have a strategy plan because it means that, you know, reactive issues are pulling you in all the time. And to be fair, like that's exhausting. It's not a good place to be. It doesn't feel good. So I see you, I feel you, but that's got to be the focus. If you are day-to-day firefighting, then that's the area of focus that needs your attention. And the last one is the freedom framework. And the freedom framework allows you, if you get a green tick, to step away and performance is consistent. If you can step away, like our goal in Salon Mastery is that salon owners can step away of 6 weeks every year, not 4 weeks, not 2 weeks, not one day, but they can get away. It doesn't have to be 6 weeks all at once, but 6 weeks that you can get away, have white space, spend time with your family, get perspective on the business, and performance holds. And if you're lucky, and you make your own luck, by the way, if you're lucky, performance grows because you're not there. I've learned that lesson several times. When I thought I needed to be there and I stepped away, and then the team got better, what's the common denominator there? Me. But if things fall away, if you step away and things fall apart, then you've got some framework and structure to put in place, and that's your area of focus. So I'm just going to just walk you through now the four stages and where the focus needs to be at each stage. So let's talk about the operator. The operator is, I just had my alarm go off. It's telling me to do squats because unlike you guys who are still in the salon, I work mostly behind a desk now and I sit on my bum and it's not good. Sitting is the new smoking. And so I put an alarm on every day to remind me to stand up and do some squats because I need to move my booty. Anyway, I'm not going to do that now because I'm talking to you. So the operator is you've got a couple of team members. There's you, maybe one, two, three, and you're doing, six, 7K a week. Now, depending on where you are in the world, because we do work with people all around the world, UK, US, Iceland, Dubai, some random places, New Zealand, Australia, obviously. So pay less attention to the dollars because your currency might be different. But the operator typically is like you're the primary person working in the business. You're generating the most and you've got a few team members, but they're not booked out yet. And the roadblock to growth at this stage is actually your team is unknown and your brand is unknown and everybody wants you. Like you are the one that's in demand and you're fully booked. And the only focus you should do right now actually is to make the money go up. So if we think about demand generator, we need to find a reliable way to generate clients that want your brand and your team, not you. You've got to shift to get out of operator and into the manager phase. You've got to make the business not about you. And if you relied on that, in the early days of business, like that's not going to get you far. You've got to build a brand. That's why we call that pillar build a brand. Does that make sense? So if you can get through that, then the manager phase is when you've got, say, four or more team members. And what can happen in this stage is you start drowning in team drama because you don't have consistent processes. Because when you were the operator, it's just like you just talk to the people and there's only a few of them and you can tell them what to do or how to do it. Or if everyone does something different, it doesn't matter because clients come to an individual stylist or therapist. Well, you can't build a brand when everybody's doing a different experience. Consistency builds a brand, and so you have to put systems and processes in place so there is a recognizable brand. And so your systems are the roadblock to growth when you're in the manager phase. And so not only do we need a system for attracting clients to the brand, we also need to create systems around career pathways, system around culture, system around salon systems, the way that you serve clients, finances, all of those things. So this is when we want to focus on your client code. the client code we talked about, like the systems and processes around that, your talent development engine. You should have worked out how to pay the people, and now you need a way to develop your people. And this is when you want to start being just a little bit strategic with systems and processes, because otherwise you become the roadblock, you become the bottleneck, because you are the system. And you can't grow beyond that. Somewhere between 7 and 10K, 10, 11K is the manager's phase. Like you, that's when it's hard to break past. But if you can do that and you start getting, I don't know, 7, 8 team members, you can get over that 10K mark. Then the shift is, we call this the leader phase. And often what happens in this phase is that people leave us just as they start to get good and profitable, like they outgrow us. So the long-term retention of your team will be the roadblock to growth in this phase. And so the focus needs to be on you as the leader. So if the operator focuses on the brand, the manager focuses on systems, the leader focuses on you. Like you need to become a better leader than you were before so you can develop the people and create future for them beyond just their weekly column, right? So when you need to be able to scale clients, revenue, and team. Now, for those that can do that and really step up and become a great leader, this is why we run leader squads and we have a squad of people together building their leadership skills, then really to become a salon CEO, like you're probably, you know, 8, 10, 12, 15, 10, 20 people, whatever it is. But, you know, that's when you're the million-dollar salon. And at the million-dollar salon, even though we say, hey, that's the goal, become a million-dollar salon, really, it's easy to get into two steps forward, two steps back around that million-dollar mark, because if you're stuck in daily operations, that becomes the roadblock to growth. That makes sense, right? Two steps forward, two steps back. So now you've been the leader, but now your team is too big to be the only leader of that team. So you're good at leadership, but you can't do it by yourself. So this is when you need to develop your leadership team so you can focus on scaling beyond just you. Like you're good, but you're not Superwoman or Superman. You need to get out of daily operations and let your leadership team step into place. And so that's when we want to install things like the Freedom Framework. So systems and processes mean that you can step away and performance holds, and you need to develop the best boss blueprint about leadership and managing your managers. And that's when you want to get into leveraged growth. Like you can't be there every morning going, what's the killer offer I'm going to do today? Or probably you don't want to be there every morning running the huddle. Like you need to leverage those growth systems. And so really it's about understanding what stage are you at, what phase are you in, and then what are the right focuses, right strategies for you to do at that phase? Because the right strategy at the right stage is the way to get growth and get back into momentum and increase revenue by 100K. Now, in our Salon Mastery Roadmap, there are, I think, 27, 3, 6, 9, 18, 20, yep, 27, just working out my maths, strategies under each one of those nine drivers. Each driver has three strategies that are going to help hold the strategy, and each one of those are worth 100K. We want the revenue to go up 100K. Why put in a system if it doesn't help make the money go up? Because if the money doesn't work, the ends don't meet, like nothing else matters. Because there's nothing more stressful than not being able to pay wages, get paid, pay your team, watching the money. Like that emotional weight, that stressful weight actually just, it almost supersedes anything else. You can be great at everything else, but if you can't make the ends meet, like nothing else matters. You need to have a sustainable business. So you, when your team turn up at the salon tomorrow, you're open. Like that's got to be, when you think about all the things that were in red, regardless of what stage you're in, you've got to make the money go up as the number one. So when you're trying to choose, like, should I put systems and processes in place, but I'm not making the ends meet, put everything else down and make the ends meet. Like make the money go up. Whatever that is, depending on your stage, that's got to be primary goal number one. All right. Now, if you want to go through that again in a little bit more detail and you want me to show you some visuals, like I've done this, I have the $1 million growth plan as a walkthrough exercise. So I'm going to leave the link for you to do that, because maybe you're listening to me while you're driving or you're walking, walking the dog or doing the dishes. So my suggestion is, grab the workshop, completely free. It's on the website, but I'm going to leave the link in the show notes of this episode. and you can go through it, get a little bit more clarity on what stage that you're in, what is the right strategy that you should be focusing on. And then once you have some clarity and you have a bit of a roadmap, then if you need help implementing it, like, I know I need to put in a career pathway, but I don't know how to do that, or I don't know what's the best practice, like, let's chat, let's jump on a call, let's have a conversation, let's see if I can help you, whether it's my Salon CEO, my next pay rise, Salon Mastery, the 100K Accelerator, there's a couple of ways I can help. But what I don't want you to do is keep scrolling on Instagram or YouTube or even my content and just taking stuff at random. You've got to have a clear plan, right thing for the right stage of business of where you're at. Like, your business is not the same as the salon down the road. It's different, and you're different, and your team's different, your demographic's different, your location is different, and where you are in the growth stage is unique to you. So jump and grab that $1 million growth plan. I'll leave the link for you. And if you need help implementing or getting really clear on what the right thing is for you, hit me up. Let's have a chat. All right. Thanks for joining me. Look forward to connecting same time, same place on the podcast next week. Ciao for now.